This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's some major news this morning for anyone who has a loved one with Alzheimer's or is concerned about the disease. Researchers have discovered a link between the disease and the pesticide DDT. We reached out to Rutgers professor Jason Richardson, the lead author of the new study. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How strong a link did you find between DDT exposure and Alzheimer's?
So in our study, we found that of the patients that we sampled, it had on average about four times the level of DDE in their blood. And this was associated with about a fourfold increase in risk for being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
And DDE is a compound, basically, that's created when DDT breaks down.
Absolutely, yes.
What does that tell you about the cause of Alzheimer's?
Well, we have to be very cautious with this. Studies like this can't really tell you about the cause of the Alzheimer's. Our study, while it's the largest of its kind currently, we need to replicate it. We hope that others in the scientific community will replicate it. What I think it does, though, is it tells us that we need to pay more attention to potential environmental factors. And those environmental factors not only include things like chemical exposure, but also include diet, exercise, other lifestyle factors that may also contribute to Alzheimer's.
The U.S. banned DDT use, but there are other countries that use it, and the World Health Organization says it's okay to use it to fight malaria. What would you say to the places that still use it?
Absolutely. This is a question that I posed to the medical students here at Robert Wood Johnson Medical School a couple of years ago, and they came to some pretty strong conclusions. First, they said that based on the available data, that DDT was probably the most effective way to deal with malaria in the third world. However, they cautioned that when possible, if we can substitute for DDT, that would be ideal. And then finally, they also suggested keeping an eye and monitoring for potential adverse effects is something that would be important as well. And the broad scientific literature supports those contentions.
So you think it's still worth using?
Absolutely. I think if you're looking at life and death versus a potential increased risk for Alzheimer's or other adverse effects, you really have to deal with what's going on immediately with that.
Professor Jason Richardson from Rutgers University, thank you so much.
Thank you.